And you're listening to Culture Shift. I'm Ryan Patrick Hooper.
And right now in studio with us is Detroit Film Theater curator Elliot Wilhelm talking to us about what's coming up this weekend at the DFT, and that is Miss Keats' Children. So Elliot, tell us a little bit about this film.
What Miss Keats' Children does is something very different than any of the other films that I've seen about the refugee crisis, and that is to focus on one place. Miss Keats is a school teacher. She's a Dutch school teacher living in a rural area. There are refugees, refugee families, and refugee children who are pouring into the country, either speaking a different language, having sociological and emotional bearings completely upended, and they need to find some sort of stability. But we don't really see much of anything that happens outside of Miss Keats' schoolroom. She is charged with teaching children who are, I would say, maybe age 5 to 10, to A, get along with each other, and B, learn Dutch, and C, find a kind of stability in learning and a kind of common language for creating friends in the classroom and for integrating into the society in which they find themselves. And at first, it's kind of heartbreaking when you see kids who are in a state of emotional distress and they don't necessarily want to be learning another language or how to improve their penmanship. But when it comes to getting along with the kids in the room, the other kids in the room, they all have this common need to do that. But how do you do that?
Now, the DFT for Detroit represents a lot of international film that we wouldn't have a chance to see in Metro Detroit otherwise. And with the Oscars this past weekend, some of those foreign language films you had the opportunity to see at the DFT before they were nominated. So I'm curious, when we look at the past 2 or 3 years, it seems like we are seeing more documentaries, more narrative films that are based around the immigrant experience.
Absolutely. And it doesn't mean that those films weren't made before, but they are finding distribution in many countries now around the world. There is also this extraordinary ability of filmmakers to use their iPhones to do the kind of guerrilla-style filmmaking that wouldn't have been possible a long time ago. And in terms of actually getting a film out of a country where you might not ordinarily have been able to export a movie, you can now do it via YouTube. This film, Miss Keats' Children, happens to be one that was shot very, very beautifully, designed to let us sort of plunge into the beauty of this situation and to make the main subject matter the faces of these children who, you can read their faces. You can see what the moments in which they're afraid, the moments in which they lighten up, the things that they respond to. Instead of heartbreaking, which it is in part at the beginning, it ends up being an extremely hopeful and beautiful and moving experience. This is the kind of film that truly is speaking an international language.
That was Detroit Film Theater curator Elliot Wilhelm talking to Culture Shift about the foreign language documentary Miss Keats' Children, playing at the DFT this weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with multiple showtimes. You can see those showtimes and all of the films that are playing at the DFT this March at WDET.org. You're listening to Culture Shift.